Lyndon Johnson. How do you say that?
Oh. Fellow American. Reed Society. Boxer.
Yeah, I just stuck in there a while ago, the other day there, where they dedicated another building to his name over there. San Marcos.
That was quick there.
Well, while we're on the subject of names for people, this isn't going to seem like it has anything to do with it, but let me ask you this first, and then we'll lead into something else. What do you call this bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
No.
Have you ever heard anybody call it anything else besides that?
Yeah, but I don't know it. Huh? Yeah, I've heard another name, but I don't know what it is. We call them woodpecker. It's another word. I've heard them call them woodchuck.
Woodchuck?
Woodchuck's altogether different.
Yeah, woodchuck is different.
That's not a bird.
No, that's not a bird.
No. Yeah. But I've heard another name for a woodpecker.
I don't remember. Well, what I was curious about, have you ever heard somebody turn it around and say peckerwood?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He can't call you a peckerwood.
That's what I was going to ask after
that.
That's
peckerwood.
A person calling another person a peckerwood.
Oh, yeah.
Peckerwood. Uh-huh. Instead of a woodpecker, they call it a peckerwood.
Yeah. Well, what would you mean by that? If you call somebody
I don't know. That's primarily the illiterates again. You use that expression.
If you meant to, that would not be something
that would be, too bad a word. You didn't want to call him SOB, where you call him fool or something. You know, you wouldn't take a word.
Yeah, you wouldn't rate it very high if you called him peckerwood.
No, you wouldn't rate it very high if you called him peckerwood. I'll tell you a good one on peckerwood.
Well, you wouldn't, if you say call somebody a peckerwood, you wouldn't exactly be flattering.
No, you're degrading him a little bit.
Getting back to vehicles and all that, what do you call the inside part of the tire that you can inflate? You call that Or say if you had a boat, you were going to use to go fishing, you'd take it down to the water. Now when you're actually putting the boat into the water, what do you say that you're doing?
Launching.
What'd you say?
Like putting the boat in the water?
Launching. Just launch the boat. What kind of boats do people around here use, say if they were going to go fishing? Is there a particular name for the one that I have in mind, the type that you have to...
They had one oar, too.
Have you ever heard anybody refer to a rowboat as a John boat? Is there...
No. Not a John boat, no.
Country all over. We had one down in Warden County down here, which is pretty near Houston. They had the Blue Jays and the Woodpeckers. Different size or something. So there went a lawyer down there. Came in, this fellow asked him, what do you belong to? Jaybird? Or see if you did. You had to belong to one or the other. The other side killed you.
Jaybird or the woodpecker?
You're either Jaybird or you're Jaybird or woodpecker. I'm neither one. I'm a buzzard and it's going to cost you $10. You killed me. I'm a buzzer, had a $10 fine for getting buzzer. He said, I'm a buzzer. I'll cost you $10.
He didn't
want to get one. He didn't want any part of there. He'd come in new in the town. Here they had the two gangs. Here they were some gangs.
Uh-huh.